Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode features three haunting microfictions that create worlds adjacent to our own. And yet, they articulate truth about the world we inhabit, our fears about the future, our despairs, cruelty, and curiosity. They each contain a representation of childhood in contrast with adulthood, and each makes a statement about both. Equal part nostalgic and dystopian, this first piece simultaneously looks forward and backwards, the past and future in conversation with one another in a way that feels both urgent and inevitable. It's called The Things We'll Remember. It was written by Nick Olson and published by Maudlin House on February 28, 2020. Enjoy.
The Things We'll Remember. We'll remember the small moments that seemed not to matter at the time. We'll remember the dust motes caught in after-school sunbeams, cigarette smell stale in the air. We'll remember the way that it was cool to wear baseball caps backwards, and the primary colors that dominated all senses of fashion at the time, one for each section of shirt. We'll remember the hushed telephone tones, the whispers past doorways that we couldn't make out or understand, but which gave us a pain in our stomachs worse than the hunger that was already there. We'll remember the green grass of summer segueing into yellow in spots in August, the broken glass skittered on sidewalks and the way the lights reflected off of them. We'll remember the hydrants spilling and the boomboxes and the glittering lights in windows in place of stars, the starlight finally back now that there's nothing left to interfere. We'll remember once trusting people, of knowing our neighbors' names and playing outside until it got dark and the street lights came on. We'll remember real, non-canned food and heat that isn't radiation. We'll remember block parties before the crops died, when grass existed, popping off bottle rockets and Roman candles and contact poppers for the kids not yet old enough to handle fire, these contained explosions that we thought were fun. We'll remember what it was like to talk to an older person, to hear stories of times long before we were born, and to believe that there would be times long after we left this earth. We'll remember board games on rainy indoor recess days and running to catch ice cream trucks on sunny ones, and learning about the evolution of the species in biology class, a steady progression that seemed then to be an eternal process. We'll remember all of the things from our childhood and from the childhood of our planet, as we wander the desert of adulthood that we've created for ourselves.
Nick Olson is the author of Here's Waldo and editor-in-chief of Macromike. You can find him on Twitter and Instagram at Nick Olson Books or on his website at nickolsonbooks.com. This next brief microfiction is narrated by a plurality of children and is as much about othering and parents as it is about a ghoul. It's appropriately titled Ghoul. It was written by Noah Covo and published by Fractured Lit on October 22nd, 2020. Enjoy.
Ghoul. We feed the ghoul behind the elementary school crumbs of bread and throw sticks at it to make it dance. We watch its grotesque movements, our heads ducked down, squinting in fear, until our mothers call us for dinner, garbled words painting a language that skips down the street and rings in our ears. We cringe as foreign words sneak in, marring the pictures we have painted for ourselves on the walls of the elementary school. Our language in big block letters, our parents' language woven in the cracks of the pavement. Our mothers tell us to eat until there is nothing on our plates, and we sneak what's left into our pockets. Our mothers ask us where we've been over dinner, and we mumble names. Our mothers shake their heads and tell us, don't spend time with them. We know the rest of us are being told this as well. We know each of our mothers think all of the other mothers are crazy, and we know that our mothers know we have discovered the ghoul, and we gather crumbs of bread, of shaking hands, of voices whispered in the night, of letters that roll wrong on our parents' tongues, and we slip all of it into our pockets. We feed the ghoul, and we eat what is left, so that one day we will be big enough and strong enough to watch it dance without turning away.
Noah Kovo's work has appeared in or is forthcoming from Jellyfish Review, Passages North, Waxwing, and elsewhere. You can find her on Twitter at Kovo_Noah. Our final piece is a striking description of a shuttered nature museum. Its contents and its secrets reveal something more about human curiosity and about the nature of nature than the exhibits ever could. It's called Eternal Night at the Nature Museum, a half hour downriver from Three Mile Island. It was written by Tyler Barton and published by Passages North on May 4th, 2020. Enjoy.
Eternal Night at the Nature Museum, a half hour downriver from Three Mile Island. On the roof grows a tree facilities kills every summer. Killed, rather, as the men from facilities are gone. As everyone, staff, faculty, public, is gone. Gone for what Harrisburg still calls temporary. The museum belongs to no one now. Or rather, belongs to that tree, or to the animals in their chewed through glass, or to the time we lost a snake. Every time we lost a snake we couldn't find for days and stayed open for visitors anyway. What I mean is the museum belongs to, I don't know, some kid? The one I sensed hiding in every building I ever closed down for the night? The same kid I imagined stowing away inside the tree trunk or the shark's mouth or the trash tote in the mop closet. This milk-mouthed kid with nothing to lose. Too spooked to say uncle after having chosen hiding, now living out what was never a Disneyland fantasy, but rather the lesser of two letdowns. Life, alone in a building full of owl eggs, appeal letters, revisionist archaeology, and Arctic wolves who leap like puppies, glass eyes gleaming through their taxidermy. The building belongs to, yes, the starved sapling of a person, and the minute the kid finishes the fish food, cracks two teeth on hematite, retches up the crickets, licks all the pollen from the dead bee's legs. The climb begins. Upstairs, up stories, learning from the lizards who clawed away their cages, this kid will bore with whittled obsidian and patience a hole through the third floor utility door, behind which lies the ladder, and so the roof, and so the tree, and so the fruit.
Tyler Barton is the author of the story collection Eternal Night at the Nature Museum, forthcoming from Saraband Books in November 2021. You can find him on Twitter at GoffTyler, on Instagram at TylerBartonLOL, or on his website at tsbarton.com. Micro is edited and curated by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Our theme song is by Matt Ordez. You can find all the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. Subscribe to the show and check out some of our other episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.